Om Shanti, a very, very warm welcome to our respected seniors who have just arrived. So, Om Shanti, and a very, very warm welcome to all my dear, beloved brothers and sisters who have come near and far to our sweet home, the place which is in our hearts, even though we are not here sometimes, most of the time. This lovely place of love, limitless love, the land of blessings, the land of transformation. So a very warm welcome to each and every one of you, and especially to our dear seniors, respected divine sisters, Prabha Didi, Shilo Didi, Roshni Didi, and all the other Didis and Dadas in this hall. We are all Didis and Dadas today, prince and princesses. And I trust that all of you are settled in and comfortable with this very warm and generous hospitality of our Madhuban Nivasis, Gyan Sarovar Nivasis. And also, most importantly, we are also enjoying and really absorbing the beautiful and powerful vibrations of limitless love of this holy land. Are you all comfortable? Raise your hands. Great. Thank you very much. And imagine now, if Bab Dada were here, in front of you all, how happy, how joyous Baba would have been. Just quietly reflect on this. Bab Dada is here in front and welcoming all of us with outstretched open arms like that, and giving each and every one of you a very loving, very warm hug. Can you imagine that now? How lovely it would have been. And I'm sure he would have done that with so much love. I can really feel the petals, the pearls of love flowing down. And even tears, little drops of tears coming down from his cheek. Can you feel that? Our dear beloved Baba is here, showering us with this limitless love. And to really experience that further, we have created a very, very short 2 minutes video clip of Bab Dada welcoming us. So enjoy this little clip and feel that Baba is really speaking those words to you. And I do hope, I just started off like that. Are the translation okay? Raise your hands. Russian, okay, Russian? Tamil, okay. Any other language? Thai? Spanish? Whatever. All are okay? Great. And one more request before we start. I would really like all of you to come to the front seats. Don't scatter here and there at the back, because later we will have some sessions where we really need all of you to be close. Close. Feel the family belonging. So come forward to take the seats in front and we shall start. All right? Thank you so much. Enjoy this video clip. Om Shanti, thank you. And as you all know, this is a welcome program, and no program will be complete without any cultural items. And so we have lined up for you just a few cultural items, And the first one is a very beautiful song by our dear Sister Janara. She's from Australia. Come, Sister Janara. And yeah, good. And she's going to sing us a very beautiful Aboriginal song, a welcome song, in her language called Waka Waka. And the song means that I'm here visiting a different country, and I am letting the people in this country know who I am and what I'm doing. And those people are giving so much respect to her and responding to her with that love and also introducing them to her. So let us hear this beautiful song from Sister Janara from Australia. Thank you.
Hello everyone. We don't usually stand at a mic when we sing these songs, so bear with me. And please, sing along if you want. Are you ready? This is a welcome song that we sing when we go to someone else's country and we tell the people in that country, I am here, this is who I am, can I come into your country? And they usually say, yes, you can come into our country. And we show that respect and we follow their way of law when we're in their country. So thank you to India. Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Gaya Mama Rangu and Jagungungayungung. Gaya Mama Rangu and Jagungungayungung. Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Gaya Mama Rangu and Jagungungayungung. 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 Now you sing. Clap with your right hand on your right leg. Ready? Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Garin in the Nam in Jujuma Beranu. Gaya Mama Rangu and Jagungungayungung. Jagungungayungung. Jagungungayungung.
Wow, wow, that's really fantastic, isn't it? Thank you, Sister Janara, for that beautiful song. And next to entertain us will be six Malaysian sisters who's going to dance a vibrant Malay folklore dance, which is normally performed in big events like performances and also in weddings sometimes, cultural events and so on. It is called a joget dance. So let us put our hands together to welcome the six Malaysian sisters.
Tak kering tangan kain
beating and your leg also shaking? Do you want to do that afterwards? Alright, thank you. Thank you, sisters. And now we're going to have another beautiful song from the Philippines all the way. Sister Tina. She is a composer and a professional singer, and she's going to sing us a very beautiful song called Kumasaka, which means, how are you? And welcome to God's home, Sister Tina.
Om Shanti, everyone. From the Philippines, we greet you with two greetings. Hello, kumusta ka, or how are you? And maligayang pagdating, a warm and hearty welcome to Baba's home here in Maduban. So you may clap, you may move with a beat. So here's the song. Just for every one of us. Hello, kumusta ka? We're glad that you have come to grace the Father's home, where happiness abounds. You'll find your search has ended and new life has been found, where broken hearts are mended and love is all around. Maligayang pagdating, our hearts are open wide. It's wonderful to be together side by side. You will always belong to the godly family, so let's cherish every moment, spreading peace and unity. Kumusta ka? Maligayang pagdating. With happy hearts we sing, the joy your presence brings. We'll share the love of sweet remembering, and serve the souls on angels' wings. Fill the world with all good things. Hello, kumusta ka? We're glad that you have come to grace the Father's home, where happiness abounds. You'll find your search has ended, and new life has been found, where broken hearts are mended, and love is all around. Maligayang pagdating, our hearts are open wide. It's wonderful to be together side by side. You will always belong to the godly family, be. So let's cherish every moment, spreading peace and unity. And stir the souls on angels' wings, fill the world with all good things. Maligayang pagdating. Kumusta ka? Maligayang pagdating. Everyone, kumusta ka? Maligayang pagdating. Om Shanti, everyone.
Thank you, Sister Tina, for that very lovely song. And so now from Philippines, where do you think we should go to? Bali? Europe? Next round. We have to go further down. Back to Australia, and Sister Mahik will perform for us a very beautiful dance, and it is My Baba. So let's welcome Sister Mahik. Culture performance, but there are more. Alright, just stay tuned for some other beautiful sessions. And now, as you know, it's a welcome program, and it's not a full welcome if we do not hear the blessings and inspirations of our respected dear seniors. And so may I now invite our dear seniors, Prabha Didi, Shilo Didi, and Rashni Didi to come to the stage and take their seats. Can somebody please tell me? Thank you so much. And as you all know, this whole year, the Double Foreigners Program, the theme is living with limitless love, true love, unconditional love. And how would it be if we are really truly living in the true sense of the word, limitless love? And so now let us hear inspirations and blessings from our dear beloved seniors. And may I start with Prabha Didi. Can you please explain to her to share with us inspirations on the theme of this program, Living with Limitless Love. Thank you, Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Shilu Didi will do translation for us in English.
Is Noma Sham ke same Vishesh Pure Vishw ki taraf se aaye hue pyare pyare baba ke sikilate Raj Dulare Prabhu Milan manane ke liye aap sabhi Gyan Sarovar mein padhare hain.
Today is a very beautiful evening and I can see that so many double foreigners are here from all over the world. You have come to your unlimited home, the Father's home. You have come here to meet your Father, to experience the love of the Father.
तो आप सभी का बहुत बहुत प्यारे बाबा के घर में स्वागत है और स्वागत है.
So welcome, welcome, welcome to your home, to Bab Dada's home, your father's home. Welcome. Can we clap?
आप सभी इस ज्ञान सरोवर में विशेष बाबा भी हम बच्चों को कहते हैं कि मान सरोवर में डुबकी लगाने से परियां बन जाते हैं. तो आप
सभी You all have come to ज्ञान सरोवर. Sometimes Baba speaks about सरोवर, a pond or a small lake in which is called Man Sarovar, where they take a dip and they turn into fairies. So you have come to Gyan Sarovar, which is such a lake where you can become angels.
To sabhi yahan par vishesh Gyan Sarovar mein dubki laga karke aap to waise hi farishte dikhai dete hain aur bhi बाबा के बच्चे फरिश्ते बन करके यहाँ से जाएंगे.
So you have come here to take a dip, to become angels, and you will go back from here back to your places as angels.
आज भी प्यारे बाबा ने हम सभी को विशेष मुरली के अंदर अंडरलाइन कराई थी कि आप सभी अपने को आत्मा भाई भाई समझो.
In today's murli, Baba very very specifically mentioned that consider yourselves to be souls, see each other as a soul. We are all brothers. We are all one family. So brotherhood feeling is felt here.
तो हम बाबा के बच्चे एक ही फैमिली के एक ही परिवार के हैं और बाबा हम बच्चों को ये कभी फीलिंग नहीं आने देता है कि ये कोई अलग है। हम सब बाबा के एक बाप और हम सब बाबा के बच्चे हैं।
सो ऑल्दो you have come from different parts of the world, but we are all souls, we are all brothers. Baba never makes us feel that we are different from each other. We are all one, we are of one family.
Baba ne hum sabko itni shreshth bhasha naino ki sikhai hai, bhale humko bhasha nahi aati hai lekin naino ki bhasha aati hai.
So maybe that I may not understand your language, you may not understand my language, but then Baba has taught us how to speak through the eyes. Eyes convey a lot of meaning.
Aaj bhi Baba ne kaha ki Baba bhi bachchon ko bhrukuti mein dekhta hai aur bachche bhi Baba ki bhrukuti mein dekh karke milan manate hain.
Today Baba said that Baba looks at you at your on your foreheads, sees you as sparkling stars on your forehead, and when you look at Baba, you also see Baba, sparkling in Brahma Baba's forehead and Brahma Baba's soul also sparkling. So you see, and Baba also sees you in this way.
तो यही अव्यक्त मिलन बाबा हम बच्चों से मनाते हैं और हम बच्चे भी आपस में यही मिलन का अनुभव करते हुए विशेष अपने अंदर सुख और शांति को भरते जाएंगे. ओम शांति.
बाबा मीट्स अस थ्रू दैट एंजेलिक फीलिंग एंड वी ऑल्सो मीट ईच अदर विद दैट एंजेलिक फीलिंग एंड देयर बाय एक्सपीरियंस थ्रू पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस इन आवर लाइव्स. थैंक यू. ओम शांति. No, but first you should have introduced Prabhaben. Okay. Prabhaben, aap to apna parichay dijiye. Kitne saal se gyan mein? We request Prabhaben to introduce herself because now she is the director of Gyan Sarovar after Didi Nirmala left the body on 20th of October. Prabha Didi was appointed as the director of Gyan Sarovar. So I request her to introduce herself.
Ishari ka naam Prabha hai aur gyan mein chalte hue 58 years ho gaye hain.
So her name is Prabha and she's in knowledge for the past 58 years.
Aur bharuch vartaman samay Gujarat mein भरूच सेवा पर उपस्थित थे.
शी एक्चुअली लिव्स इन भरूच. भरूच इज अ बिग टाउन इन गुजरात.
और अभी विशेष बाबा ने ज्ञान सरोवर की सेवा दी है उस पर.
एंड नाउ बाबा हैज गिवन हर दिस स्पेशल सर्विस ऑफ बीइंग इन ज्ञान सरोवर एंड सर्विंग हियर.
ब्रह्मा बाबा से, साकार बाबा से बहुत पालना ली और दादियों से भी बहुत पालना लेकर के हम अपने जीवन को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं.
आई हैव टेकन अ लॉट ऑफ सस्टेनेंस फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा बाबा एज वेल एज फ्रॉम द दादीज एंड हैव देयर बाय मेड माय लाइफ रियली वर्थ वाइल थ्रू दैट सस्टेनेंस.
ओम शांति.
ओके. ओम शांति. Want to introduce me?
Yeah. Can you also share your blessings and inspiration to all of us? They are about, in this group, the last turn of this season, they are about nearly 700 double foreigners, very big number. The last registration we had was 600 over, I think is now reaching 700. So it's a very big group from all over the world. So give yourself a big, big clap for making it to Baba's home, your sweet home. And I'm sure these 2 weeks will be very, very beneficial for all of you, for all of us. And especially with so many seniors, DDs around, to bless us, to share with us the jewels of knowledge, their wisdoms, their insights, their experiences. And above all, Baba is here still with us. And feel that limitless love wherever you are. Okay, I invite Shilo Didi to share also her blessings to all of us. Thank you.
I'll introduce myself too, because I can see many first timers. So my bodily name is Shilo Ben. I came in this knowledge when I was just 12 years old. So that was in 1960. So it's 64 years now. And I have also taken a lot of sustenance from Baba and Mama and all the Dadis. So since 1960, I came to Baba and got educated. I studied in Bombay and completed my graduation in 69 and then dedicated myself. And then since 69, I've been in living in different centers in India. Then 74, I went to Africa and served in Africa, and then also to Mauritius for 2 years. And in 76, when I returned to Madhuban, Dadiji made me live in Madhuban. So since 1976, I'm living in Madhuban, and I got this privilege of translating for double foreigners. So when you hear Baba's voice, along with Baba's voice, you hear a soft voice in English, and that is my voice. I remember when I went first time abroad, how they introduced me, his master's voice. Because in India we had, you know, at that time gramophone records, big gramophone and a horn and a dog, and it was called HMV records. So Baba talks about records. So HMV means his master's voice. So that's why. Anyway, but I feel again very privileged all the time to be with the double foreigners. And I think I know most of you because I have been to over 70 countries. Every year I go. Last year I went to Spain, Portugal and Germany. And this year I'll be going to Africa and Mauritius. But every year I do travel abroad too. In India also I do travel. And I welcome all of you to Gyan Sarovar, this beautiful serene place where you have come here to do tapasya. And as your topic is living with limitless love, that is what is the need of the hour. Because in today's world, people are experiencing so much of sorrow, so much of fear, so much of stress, that what limitless love is, they have forgotten. They live in limits, in yours and mine, and in thereby quarrel with each other, there are disputes and wars and what not is happening in today's world. So that true love which God taught His children, that is forgotten. Although we do talk about love, but then that becomes physical love. And physical love is lust, and that becomes a vice. So Baba talks about limitless love, where there are no limits, no limitations, no body consciousness, but it is love for the soul. So love of the soul, love for the soul. We see each other's virtues, we see each other's specialities, we see each other's, as Sister Prabha mentioned, we see each other as brothers of one unlimited family. Because this is what God comes to create. Golden Age family, which then scattered all over the world in 5,000 years. And today Baba is bringing those souls back again to one limitless family, through that limitless love. So this is the need of the hour, this is what the world needs, and through that limitless love, through that selfless love, altruistic love, which we share with each other and thereby bring them closer to God. Because when we have love for God, then we have love for the whole world. You know, that's why it is said that if you want to water the tree, you have to just water the roots. If you water the roots, the whole tree is watered. So too, we all have love for Baba. And because we all have love for Baba, this is why we have love for each other. Baba is like a magnet. And just like a magnet pulls the needles, so Baba pulls all the needles towards itself, and thereby the needles are also pulled towards each other, because we are pulled towards the magnet. So when the needles go towards the magnet, automatically the needles are pulled towards each other also, because each needle becomes a temporary magnet too. So how do we become temporary magnets, and how Baba is a true magnet? It is because of limitless love. So let this limitless love continue. Let us finish our limitations of yours and mine, I and you, and let us experience a beautiful, unlimited family, the family of God. And this family of God will then go to that golden aged world and become like a united family of deities. Now we are, as Brahmins, this beautiful family. But then in golden age we will be a united family of deities. So before we become deities, before we go to golden age, we have to return home. So the home of all of us is also the same. The Father is the same. We are all alike to each other in form. So same form, same home, same qualities, and thereby we are attracted to each other in this way, in a spiritual way. So physical handicaps, physical limits are finished, and we become unlimited in love, and thereby have love for God and love for the whole world. This is what Baba wants from us, and this is what Baba expects us to do, and thereby make this world a better world, to make it a beautiful golden aged world. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So I also introduce myself. This is, I have this fortune this time, in this season, I've been in Madhuban for a longer period of time, October to January, and then I came in February to now end of March. So it's so beautiful to see this lovely family of God here in Gyan Sarovar, that from different parts of the world you have arrived safely and going to enjoy very much in Baba's home the love. Of course, as we have heard, beautiful understanding about love, being love, to share love through our eyes, through drishti, through vibrations. But I want to suggest one thing, which I have been doing since October to every group when we have welcome program. One day you spend a day with Baba in Pandabhavan, Madhuban, in Baba's room. In the past I told them 2.5 hours, but now I am suggesting 7 hours. Eat breakfast, then sit in yoga. Eat lunch, then sit in yoga. Have chai, then sit in yoga. And remain in silence. Allow yourself to feel, to be absorbed with Baba's love. Tell Baba everything, whatever is in your heart. Make Baba your relative. Come into relationship. I am a soul, point of light, Baba, point of light. that's fine. But sitting with Baba, making Baba my relative, whatever you have in your heart, situation, any heaviness, anything, present to Baba. See how Baba solves everything and gives child so much love through drishti and the sustenance of love. So this time, one day at least, you spend. There was one sister from other country, she did 2 days. She said, it's so beautiful. And she told me to share with Double Foreigners her story. She said, we had a legal problem in our country. And she went to Baba's room 2 days, 7 hours, 7 hours. And she took out $100 from her purse. She put it in Baba's box. Baba, I am giving you charge now. You are my judge. You are my lawyer. Okay, this is the charge. Now, this is the legal problem in this country, in our center. Okay, now this is the situation. And these souls, like this. So everything she told Baba. Then she remained quiet. Let Baba do the seva. Touch the hearts and minds of people to change their attitude and vibrations, the thinking, quality of thoughts. And after 2 days, she got the call. Everything is okay. How Baba does this work? He sends pure thoughts to the souls, finishes obstacles. And when we stay in Baba's remembrance, absorbed in Baba's love, and that loving urja, energy, feelings, vibrations reach to souls, and whatever their mind was creating, issues, obstacles, problems, difficulty, challenges, changes. That's how practical love of Baba is. So make Baba your relative, guide, teacher, father, mother, whatever, friend, and allow yourself to experience that relationship of love. So it is so nice to see all of you here. Once again, welcome. Om Shanti.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much to our dear respected seniors. And it's so beautiful that we get to hear their introduction, isn't it? Have you all heard before? So it's really very special. Yeah, Rashmi Didi from Philippines and Japan. Yeah.
Forgot, it's okay. Just half second, 30 seconds more. My name is Rajni. I have been in Gyan also more than 48 years. I saw Brahma Baba once when I was a child, and I met Mama also once as a child in Delhi, Rajouri Garden, when Baba and Mama used to come, stay there 2 months, 3 months. So as a children, we go and take toli. Brahma Baba gave me blessing. As a child, you will do word service, and Mama's drishti was so powerful. Up till now, I remember those vibrations. Even a child can feel that purity. So, and I have been doing service in different countries, but at the moment, I'm looking after Baba's seva in Philippines and Japan. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's really so special to have our dear seniors with so vast experience and so long in Gyan to be with us tonight. Actually, we have prepared a very special session for all of us. Just about less than 10 minutes, if you can, let them do this special exercise. A very short and loving exercise. The reason is that we are talking of limitless love. And to support that love unconditionally, constantly, it's not easy. And so we do need in our lives some virtues, some speciality. And I'm sure each and every one of us who have been handpicked, chosen by God, have at least one, if not more,
specialties and virtues in our life. And I am also sure that each of us have been working on some speciality throughout the year or throughout our lives as a Brahmin. And so now, I would like you to spend just a short moment to reflect upon what that one special virtue that is helping you in your life now. What one important virtue is working for you now? Can we just spare one moment and think about it? And all of you have got that virtue, I'm sure. That special virtue, that very important virtue that is working for you, that is enabling you to progress, helping you in facing the challenges in your life. So now, as you come in, each of you has been given at the door a very colorful, different color, sticky card, paper. Do you have it with you? If you don't have, just raise your hand and some of our other sisters can bring it to you. Please take that out and write that virtue across the paper. Sisters, brothers, can you please give, some of them don't have? Please write that virtue in your language. Across, big. Not small, small. Big, so that it works for you. Write that virtue across that piece of paper. If you need help, please raise your hand. Sisters and brothers are coming. Sisters, across that side. And also our dear seniors can also do that. Give them a pen. Please write that virtue across the paper, big and bold. Because you want it to work for you further, right? So write across that in your language. If you need help, please raise your hand. And one sister, sister, the brother don't have. Those brothers there. Those who need help, just raise your hand. Brothers, please help. Just write that virtue across the piece of paper. Brother's side. Alright, those who have done that, raise your hand. You have got your virtue, that important virtue in your life at the moment. Write that down. And if you have right, we'll just wait for a moment. Now, while waiting for the others, you empower that virtue further. Think about that virtue, whether it is determination or patience or tolerance. Think about that virtue. Remember Baba. And enable that virtue to be deeply ingrained in the soul. Deeply, I the soul, absorbed Baba's powerful vibration, and this virtue is empowered in my life and enabling me to move forward at every step in whatever I do. Let this virtue sink deeply in the soul. Let Baba's power and powerful vibrations work on you. And together with that virtue, many other virtues and powers will come into your life. And so all have written. Now, can you please turn to the person next to you? the person closest to you and share that virtue with the person next to you. Can be your left, like, all right, in your own language. Share that virtue with the person next to you. How that virtue has helped you and why it is important to you now. Each one take 1 minute to share. And you can switch over. The next person can share now. Okay, everybody, you have got 2 virtues now, right? And more, as you move around, during these few weeks that you are here, each time you meet with somebody, you share that virtue. And last but not least, can each of you please give powerful drishti to each other after sharing the virtue? Alright, thank you. Thank you very much for your participation. And the next item is drishti for the first timers. Can all the first timers please raise your hand and come to the front? Please come to the front of the stage. All those brothers and sisters have come to Baba's home for the first time this Kalpa. Can you please come up to the front below the stage and turn to the audience? Turn to face the audience. Come in a straight row, please. Come in a straight row so that all of you can be seen by those in the audience and you can see. No one should block each other. Give them a big hand. Yeah, very good. First time. First time to Baba's home. So many children. Wow. A big group. So now, please take drishti from the audience. All the brothers and sisters sitting, please give them powerful drishti. Baba's first time children, newborn babies. While they are taking and giving drishti, let's remember Baba, meditate. O Baba, tere ruhani ne, jab bhi dekhun in nainon mein, jab bhi dekhun in nainon mein, baat nahi keh dete hain, tere ruhani ne. O Baba, tere ruhani ne. गहरे नैन तेरे ओ बाबा जो भी देखे इनमें वही खो जाता सागर से गहरे नैन तेरे ओ बाबा जो भी देखे इनमें वही Baba's first time children, turn around. Can you please turn around and face our dear seniors and Baba? Take drishti from Baba and from Didi's. Thank you. so lovely to have our beautiful Baba's children here, first time. So, congratulations for making it here. And now, yeah, give them a big hand. Thank you. And so now, we will take blessing, Toli, and the first timers will come first and take the journal. We have prepared a journal for the first timers from Rashni Didi. And you will come and then take Toli from Prabha Didi and then take blessing from Shilu Didi. So before you come up, can you please leave your shoes? Remove your shoes and leave it there before you come up. Is it alright? And then after that, I will announce turn by turn. So please stay where you are and not come up first. Don't stand up first. First timers, and then I will announce who should come up. So, but before you come, leave your shoes there where you are. Thank you.